A round of Am I the Butthole. This first one is very interesting because it's something I keep seeing online that if you do this Halloween, you are the butthole. Anybody know what it is?
Give out Bible tracts or popcorn balls or change.
No, these things are always butthole.
Okay, yeah, those. I was going to say. Those.
Oh, this is a new butthole thing this for a new generation.
Unique to 2022?
Well, I think it is.
Oh, if you give someone COVID something for Halloween. That must be it. That's the only new right. thing there is in yeah. the world.
No, it's not new. It's just a change in attitude towards something. Here it is. I am a big kid at heart, and I love going big on Halloween. This includes king-size Snickers for all the kids who come to my house.
Awesome. Man.
Not
good
just
man.
Big ones.
But this
king.
Now makes me a jerk. My husband told me that I should be giving out fun-sized candy bars. He said that just because I love Snickers doesn't mean all the kids love Snickers. Fun-sized candy offers variety for all the children.
Oh,
he
man.
Believes it's better for the kids with allergies to actually have an option of a candy bar they can eat. He even brought me some dumb article from CNN to prove his point.
Okay, well.
Halloween has always been my holiday. My husband loves Christmas, and I let him control the Christmas stuff. Halloween was always mine, and now I resent that he's stepping into my dojo.
Wow, I would get
am I the butthole for being uncompromising on this?
No, I mean, I think giving out the big candy bars is pretty awesome. Most people like Snickers. But if there's a concern about a kid with peanut allergies, just get king-size other candy bars that aren't peanut-based.
Milky Way. Yeah. It's a Snickers without nuts.
Yeah, or a Kit Kat or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I haven't researched all of the peanut possible candies.
Milky Way suck.
I agree. No, but I've always been scared to say so because free beer hits people when they say that.
Yeah.
Just I don't, but I can
fluff.
See why you think I might.
Yeah. Because
you love them
so much. What do you
mean?
It's a Snickers without nuts. That's the only difference.
No, it is not.
What's in a Snickers? Nougat, caramel, chocolate,
hopes
and peanuts.
Dreams.
What's in a Milky Way?
But the ratios,
nougat, caramel,
the
and
ratios are so different. The Milky Way has so much more nougat.
They replace
the lamest
all the
part.
Peanuts yeah. with more nougat.
Yeah, the nougat is the throwaway part.
I mean, now and we've known for a long time that that free beer is an aficionado of nougat.
What does that even mean?
Means just what he said
yeah,
it means.
That's what I mean.
Wait, don't you tell me I love nougat.
Yeah.
I don't even like saying that word. I did used to love a Three Musketeer, which
oh,
is
I used to love
all
those too.
Nougat. But
oh,
I'm not a child anymore.
Gosh.
Loved those. They're so sweet, they make your teeth hurt.
They're all nougat also?
Oh, yeah, all
they're
nougat.
They're all nougat. There's not even any caramel in those.
Well, no, that's half of the ingredients are air, too.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, something funny. When I type, what is the difference between, it suggests an atom and a molecule, an element and a compound, but I'm writing... Between yeah. Milky Way and Snickers.
Tell your nerd computer to shut up.
Yeah.
Got important
why would it
stuff.
Even possibly think I would want those things? Hasn't it met me before?
What's the difference between candies?
Snickers. Snickers and Milky Way are produced by the same company, meaning they have very similar ingredients. However, besides the same ingredients, such as nougat and caramel, Snickers includes peanuts in its content, which is not the case for Milky Way. Just as I said, the internet agrees with me. So, apology accepted, Steve.
No.
You can't just say no after you already apologized.
Again,
and
the
I
ratios
it.
Are completely different.
Yeah, it's well, too much
Rachel?
Nougat.
Why? How do you not like Milky Way? It's just missing one thing.
Right.
The big thing.
Yeah. Not
like
thing.
The one thing.
What if
the
you
thing
don't want
that
a
satisfies.
Peanut? What if you just want chocolate and caramel? And how
and
do you
nougat?
Not? How is nougat the worst part here? It's just. Fluffy chocolate. It's like marshmallow chocolate frosting. Why are you mad at a candy bar?
It's
if somebody gave you a Milky Way, would you not just say thank you for this
I would
candy
not eat
bar?
It.
No,
I would not
you
eat, it.
Eat it.
No, no, no I do
I would
not
shove
like
it right
it.
Up their keister.
Yeah,
they're
I would.
Garbage.
A candy bar so bad and somebody's like, hey, I don't have a Snickers, but I have this Milky Way. You're not just going to be like, thank you for giving me the Milky Way candy bar that's just missing
okay,
one ingredient.
Rachel, in this crazy world where I need a candy bar so badly.
Because I'm in a candy desert.
Because I, yeah.
Right. Have you ever been in a life or death candy situation, Steve? Because no. I have.
No.
There have been plenty of times here at work where I'm like, dang, I wish we had snacks. And if there was yeah. a bowl of Milky Ways, I'd put my face right in it.
I still don't think I would.
Have you had the salted caramel Milky Way?
No, that sounds delicious,
that
but
sounds
it does kind of just sound like something that needs a peanut if you're putting salt on it.
I'd rather just have salted caramels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, have you had the Milky Way Dark or Midnight?
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Dark
chocolate? I would try that first. Over
well, you can't have
Milky
one because you're an interloper.
Yeah, because what those flavors do is override some of the dumb nougat.
Also, honestly, if you're a kid, I agree with this wife. If you're a kid with a peanut allergy, you shouldn't be allowed to celebrate Halloween because you ruin it for all of us.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
Agreed.
Yeah. This is another hot take.
Seriously, I don't want to have to worry that I put peanut M&Ms in there and your little kid's going to go into shock or something. Well, like, don't let them go out on Halloween.
That's
I'm
not
getting rid of
for
all
you
the
to
good
worry
peanuts.
About.
Read the package.
Hot.
That's how I agree. It's not for the homeowner to worry about.
Yeah, and if you don't like that your wife wants to do all Snickers, then you go out and buy your own candy bars to give out. See who takes the most.
This text from Maine. Man, this is a weird day. I turned on the radio, and the first thing I hear is Rachel whipping some candy bar ass. But
yeah,
not really.
And if I want to hand out THC gummies for Halloween, too, y'all are being butts about not letting me hand that out.
I think that's a
giant violation, and you'll go to jail.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
that's a joke. That one's a joke. But no, I will hand out Milky Way for Halloween now, just to spite all of you. I don't understand.
I don't know why you're yelling at me. Yeah. I like them.
And I don't know why you're taking it out on a bunch of unsuspecting kids.
Yeah, seriously.
You disagree with us. I'm not coming to your house to trick-or-treat. You're not hurting me.
You're too old
you're
to trick-or-treat.
Hurting the children. Oh,
nobody's too old to trick-or-treat. You take that back.
Go trick-or-treating. I want hot wings.
I did last time.
Go trick-or-treating.
The last time Hot Wings was young enough to trick-or-treat, people handed out apples and peppermints.
Those were the sweetest things in the world.
The last time I went trick-or-treating, a lot of people did say, aren't you a bit old for this? Because it was after I had gone through puberty, so it was in ninth grade, and I was like 5'10", and I had this voice, and my best friend was like 5'2". And so, comparatively speaking, when we'd go to
what
a
did you
door,
dress up as a human trafficker?
Oh my god! Yeah, we'd show up, and he'd be like trick or treat, and I'd go trick or treat, and like. That's ridiculous.
And you're
holding
the family hostage then, because they know if you're that age and they don't give you everything you want, you're going to smash their windows out there.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. That kid's got access to eggs.
He has access to eggs.
True.